Six Sigma. Six Sigma is an important quality initiative. Like Lean, implementing and maintaining Six Sigma is a significant investment. Any benefit-cost analysis done to justify such a program needs to fairly assess the savings and increased revenues it can provide. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines Six Sigma as a methodology that furnishes tools for the improvement of business processes. The intent is to decrease process variation and improve product quality. Six Sigma aims to achieve near-perfect products and services. The specific objective in a Six Sigma organization is to get as close as possible to zero defects, with an outer limit of 3.4 defects per million opportunities. In Six Sigma language, a defect is anything that does not conform to customer expectations, and an opportunity is any chance for nonconformance. Customers should experience disappointment no more than 3.4 times in a million opportunities, which is not the same thing as 1 million units finalized by a manufacturer, cargoes carried by an LSP, or other broad descriptions of a product or service offering. Customers have more than one expectation for any given product or service. For example, they may expect the right kit to be included, the right instructions, the right labels, the weight for their product to be short, and of course, the right quantity, item list, quality, and order delivered. That would be 8 opportunities for a defect per unit made or cargo carried, and the list could go on. Exhibit 9-51 illustrates the aim of Six Sigma to reduce defects to near zero. Exhibit 9-51. Six Sigma Control. The opportunities for a defect can be mapped on a bell curve with the target value in the center. If the process is in compliance with Six Sigma, then about 99.99997% of those opportunities will fall within 6 standard deviations, or sigmas, sigma, from the target value. That will leave only 3.4 opportunities per million, just over 0.3%, that result in defects. By contrast, traditional quality goals often set the level at 3 sigmas to either side of the mean. The mean is the target in the exhibit. 3 sigmas corresponds to 99.74% of products with no defects. At that rate, there would be 66,807 defects per million opportunities. Note that when Motorola developed 6 sigma, they set the 3 sigma rate at 93.3% of products with no defects to factor in an assumption that the process would go out of control at some point. 6 sigma practitioners generally use the latter of these statistics. One potential challenge to using the Six Sigma approach arises from the difficulty of determining what constitutes a defect. Another challenge comes from setting a meaningful limit on variability. For instance, there is probably a range of wait times that most customers will generally find acceptable. Also, not all opportunities are as significant as others. While some wait time is likely to be acceptable to customers, getting a product with the wrong kit may make the unit unusable. When Motorola developed the Six Sigma concept, they chose 6 sigmas as an appropriate goal for the types of products they were producing. Some industries might need to set different goals based on what customers find acceptable and what is feasible. Even so, setting ambitious goals and following 6 sigma improvement processes can result in significant improvements. Elements of 6 sigma. 6 sigma offers a set of tools for developing solutions to quality problems under the guidance of a Six Sigma certified employee or consultant, a master black belt, a teacher, a black belt, often full-time, or a green belt, usually an employee who has other duties. Attaining Six Sigma quality requires attention to 3 elements: the customer, the process, and the employee. Customer, the definition of quality, that is, the acceptable rate of defects, is the mind of the customer. Customer expectations might include outstanding performance, reliability, competitive price, on-time delivery, excellent service, and so on. All these areas provide opportunities for defects that may drive a customer to your competitor. Process. Process mapping or flowcharting are techniques used to identify the unique steps in a process. When assessing a process, the company has to adopt the customer's mindset and outside-in view of the company's performance. The goal is not only a low number of errors, but also consistent performance. That is, the performance should remain very close to that number of errors and not show high variability in either direction. For instance, an air freight carrier with on-time performance that stays right around an acceptable level may create more customer satisfaction than a carrier that has the same average on-time rate, but is erratic, employee, When it comes to customer satisfaction, there are no irrelevant employees or processes. Customer service representatives may occupy low rungs on the corporate ladder, but their defects tend to be highly annoying and visible to the customer. A company fully committed to the Six Sigma approach will offer training at all levels. Six Sigma initiatives typically are directed from the top, but implemented from below by employee teams. Six Sigma process and tools. The Six Sigma process for conducting a continuous improvement initiative takes place in five phases, known by the initials of the phases as define, measure, analyze, improve, control, DMAIC process, as described in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Note that this process could be used for continuous improvement at an organization, even if the other elements of Six Sigma are not used. Phase 1. Define. Determine the nature of the problem. Phase 2. Measure. Measure existing performance and commence recording data and facts that provide information about the underlying causes of the problem. Phase 3. Analyze. Study the information to determine the root causes of the problem. Phase 4. Improve. Improve the process by affecting solutions to the problem. Phase 5. Control. Monitor the process until the solutions become ingrained. Because of its statistical basis, Six Sigma analysis depends heavily upon thorough, reliable, measurable data. Without that level of visibility, there can be no determination of the rate of defects. Six Sigma techniques for defining, measuring, and analyzing a process include quality control tools such as process mapping, control charts, and Pareto diagrams. This process is the key way that logistics professionals can translate the Six Sigma philosophy into real results. They use this methodology to examine their supply chains and logistics processes for issues, and then look for the root causes of those issues, so that the improvements will be likely to lead to lasting improvements. Since the DMAIC process is a feedback loop with an ongoing control step at the end, it is an ideal way to ingrain continuous improvement into the organization's culture. The control step helps enforce the changes and make sure that people do not go back to their old ways of doing things once the change project is complete. Six Sigma has developed a similar model to guide the creation of new processes as opposed to conducting an improvement initiative. Define, measure, analyze, design, verify. DMADV. Lean Six Sigma. Some organizations combine Lean with Six Sigma because they are complementary. They take an entire system viewpoint and require culture change and process and facility changes to succeed. Six Sigma's statistically oriented methodology can be used to define, measure, analyze, improve, and control a process, DMAIC, which can help when looking for ways both to eliminate waste, Lean, and to add value of Six Sigma. Lean Six Sigma thus can help the organization simultaneously focus on both quality and speed.